This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile, and time for a checkup. And good to see Heather Herrera back in studio with Alta Point Health and 988. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you so much for having me.
I think first up, let's talk about 988. This is something that we've talked about in the past, but some people might not be familiar with those three digits. Mm-hmm. What is it?
So 988 is basically the 911 for mental health crises. They adopted a universal number, just like 911, easy to remember. People can call it from all over the country. And using geolocation, it's able to be routed to their nearest Lifeline center. That way, they're able to kind of connect with their local resources, things that they may be a little more familiar with in their area, speak with people who are also knowledgeable about what's available to them in that area. And the accessibility is really important to this. And so we have text, we have internet chat, as well as phone. So anyone can text or chat or call that phone number and speak to someone at any point in the day, 24/7.
So, I mean, and thinking about 911 is that number everybody knows. It means right. Something. Those three digits mean something more than the three numbers. Mm-hmm. So on the way for 988 to be that same thing, you just got to continue to get the word out, I guess.
Right, exactly. That's the hope. So it started off a little slow. And the more that we're able to raise awareness and get the word spread that 988 is there for anyone in mental health crisis, we have definitely seen numbers pick up. We were looking at some data recently, and a year ago, we had our particular Lifeline Center had roughly 500 calls coming in within a month, and now we have over doubled that. So about 1,100 now monthly.
So it can't be that it's just increase in number of people with a mental health crisis. It must be that people are now learning
exactly
the number.
Yes. So
what were those people were going before?
Well, probably 911.
Yeah.
And so then 911 gets bogged down with mental health crisis that there may not be, fully trained to accommodate. And so now we're able to take a load off of them so they can focus on what they're able to primarily assist with. 911 would handle medical emergencies, life-threatening events, crimes, fires, anything like that. And then now we are able to communicate with them. So if they get a mental health crisis,
911 can send them to y'all.
They are able to warm transfer them to us so that we can then help take over for that.
So sometimes I think that there might be a 911 element and a 988 element mm-hmm. in the same call, though, or the same.
Sometimes, yes. So often that would be. It would usually come to 988 first.
Okay.
In those situations so far, that's what we found. That would be, if someone calls and they are in mental health crisis, however, they may have taken a bottle of pills.
Mm-hmm. Where does that go? 911 then?
Or well, it's a joint effort because we would have our counselor on the line with them to talk with them, but also speaking with 911 with them to dispatch emergency services.
Okay.
So they work together.
So you're
together.
Doing like you're yeah. like it's like super friends. You're doing your part that you could do, and then 911 mm-hmm. folks are doing their part with the response.
Exactly. So then they can get the medical team out there as soon as possible. It takes a joint effort, but there's many times when we can handle it without having to dispatch emergency services. And in that way, it frees them up to do their job as well.
How long have you been doing this?
Particular with 988, about 3 years.
About 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think.
Since we started the Lifeline Center.
So you've answered these calls?
Yes.
Tell me any of them. Anything that's, I'm sure a bunch, but any call uh-huh. that stands out to you?
Well, yes, many. Many stand out. There are positives and scary ones, of course.
Okay.
One that does stand out that was really, really encouraging is we had a young lady call and she said, "I'm not in crisis right now, But I wanted to say thank you to a therapist that I spoke to years ago when I called the hotline. Back then, it was the suicide hotline. Mm-hmm. And so she said, I'm getting married next week. And she said, I want you to please pass on to your colleagues, thank you, and keep it up, because you're saving lives and you're making a difference.
So, that's going to be some fuel for the tank there.
Right,
Heather,
I mean. Right. I know. And it was such a big moment to realize how much the counselors can change someone in just the phone call.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, that was really, really.
And you know, it wonderful. Happens a whole bunch, but to have somebody confirm it.
Yeah, right. Years later.
Yeah. And to remember, like, it made such an impact that years later, mm-hmm. when I'm sure if they're getting married, their mind's on everything, but yes. now they thought about it. Hey, yes. I need to thank somebody.
But she said, that counselor saved my life, and I wouldn't be getting married if it wasn't for that night.
So. What a story. Mm-hmm. Wow. Once again, the number is 988.
988.
And so y'all are hearing it now, but share it with others out there. Mm-hmm. It's 988 if you're having a mental health crisis, mm-hmm. and also does work. You do work with 911.
Yep, absolutely.
Heather, thanks for coming back in.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean.
Our guest, Heather Herrera with AltaPoint Health and 988, right here on Midday Mobile.